Austin,
an Odyssey station. Back to Maroney and Fourier on WEEI.
Are you fully confident that the whole signing with Boston, the contract, all that will go smoothly, quickly, not an issue?
Yeah, we have a plan in place, and you know, it shouldn't be an issue. But you know, we'll see. I'm planning on playing tomorrow here, and then we'll see about Sunday, and then moving forward next week, I should be with the big guys.
You don't think you need more than these couple of games?
No, just one or two. I mean, it all depends how I feel tomorrow, checking the puck and whatnot. I feel physically, I feel great. You know, obviously, it's been a while since game action, so. We'll get tomorrow's game, and then we'll see what happens after that. But I'm confident that won't be an issue.
Yeah, that's right. That is Tuukka Rask addressing the media. He'll be working hopefully a couple of games with the Providence Bruins. You could see him up in Boston. All right, now a weekly conversation with Jack Edwards, brought to you by D&C Mechanical, the HVAC experts in Tewksbury, hiring installers right now at dcmechanicalhvac.com. Jack, how you doing, buddy? It's Lou and Christian.
I couldn't be much better this winter.
Well, hockey is back. The team's now won three straight. I want to start with Tuukka. We just heard him talking to the media. Looks like maybe a couple of games, and you get this guy back. Is this maybe quicker than you had thought?
Yeah, it's quicker than I thought. They were saying all along it would be January or perhaps February during the Olympic break, but... you know, he sounds ready to go. His tone of voice is the key there, and he sounds confident, and the Bruins are going to get better when he's added to the roster. You know, Jeremy Swayman will get plenty of chances, but they have waiver rights on him, so they can send him to Providence and be sure he won't be touched. And, you know, Ullmark is playing reasonably well right now, and if you add Tuukka Rask to this suddenly chemistry roster, you know, things have to be optimistic for the Boston Bruins.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do you think it shakes out? So you think Swayman's the guy that goes down?
Yeah. First of all, Ullmark, according to Cap Friendly, has a no movement clause for the first couple of years of his contract, mm-hmm. and he's not going to accept going down to Providence. And Swayman could use the refs, and you know, he's still growing in his knowledge of the professional game, and he's getting better. And the refs and the experience will do him good.
So what's the biggest difference, do you think, in this three-game win streak, biggest factor that played in them winning three straight?
Bruce Cassidy's willingness to remake the forward lines. Dropping Charlie Coyle to his role as a third-line center, he's actually getting more ice time than Eric Halla, who is the second-line center. But because Coyle plays in all situations, he's being used really heavily, and Bruce Cassidy referred to him as a natural player in his third line position. So, you know, that's no insult. It's just how the team can use him best to win. And I've been thinking about this, Christian. When you made a big play on the gridiron, you had to feel good about yourself because your teammates knew it. And the players know. And David Pastrnak just got through a horrible goal-scoring drought. And goal scorers have to score to make themselves feel good. How much of that do you think comprises the behavior and performance of a superstar?
Well, you think you're getting like a little depressed, a little down on yourself, a little just, you know, walk around with your head down? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, you know, Pastrnak outwardly was trying to keep a stiff upper lip, but, you know, he's got to be happy and know his teammates are pleased with his performance to play his best. And, you know, when you made a big play on the field and you got, you know, man bumped by your teammates coming off, doesn't it make everybody feel better?
Oh, no. It's funny. Even when you're talking about it, I'm just thinking about an NFL comparison of Pastrnak. I would say it would be a guy like Gronk you know, wild personality, you know, really good player. Everybody loves him, and nobody wants to see him struggle, you know? And then so when that does kind of change, I do think it kind of changes the personality and the attitude of the entire team.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what Pastrnak's goal two nights ago did for the Bruins. And I look for him to break out.
You know, Jack, you're talking about, and we're talking to Jack Edwards of Ness, and you're talking about Cassidy moving those lines together. And I was going to say, I was surprised because you say factoring in, I was going to think just scoring, like in particular secondary scoring. You know, 14 goals now in three games since they've come back. That's been an issue for this team going into that break. But the secondary scoring is something I'm wondering, do you think it's sustainable? Do you think you can continue to get that from this team?
I don't know why not. The all four lines style of contribution can continue. The points won't necessarily be there every game, but when you get a rotation that you can trust as a coach, you're more likely to keep more players fresher, especially at the top of your lineup. So your stars play better, and everybody feels like he's making a difference pulling in the same direction on the rope. So, you know, they're going to go up against three good teams tonight, Minnesota on ESPN, and Saturday against Tampa Bay, and then Monday against Washington. So we're going to get a stern test of this remake of the four lines, but they're feeling confident, and I think they can continue to contribute on a four-line, 3D pair basis.
Yeah, so, Jack, last one for me, and not really hockey, you know, analysis related, but obviously the Antonio Brown last week taking his clothes off and leaving the field. You got to have a similar story with a hockey player. Like, what's the most outrageous thing you've seen a hockey player do that was, call it disgruntled?
Wow. Nothing comes to mind of that scale.
Nobody's taking their clothes off and like slid on the ice in a fit of anger.
After Mike Onkin in the slap shot in the final scene, no. But hockey teams are so tightly knit. You even hear Nick Foligno standing up for Jake DeBrusk after he's publicly admitted that, through his agent, that he wants to be traded. Foligno's still talking him up. You don't break the chain. And what Antonio Brown did is the cardinal sin of sports, putting himself above the team. And I don't care what the reason was, that guy needs help, because I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
All right, it's time for the shot of the week in our Thursday conversation with Jack Edwards, and it's brought to you by Moderna. All adults over 18 years of age are eligible for COVID-19 booster shots. You can learn more, find out where to get your COVID-19 booster at makeityourvaccine.com. Now, Jack, I know this was about a week ago, but I was away. I was surprised to see Brad Marchand actually taking a shot at the NHL for not going to the Olympics. I was shocked by that. I just figured it was a no-brainer. I figured some of these guys just don't want to go.
Yeah, for the Olympic experience to happen once in your lifetime is a great thrill, I would imagine. I was lucky enough to start covering the Olympics in 1988, and that was the thrill of my broadcast life up to that point. And it's a really special thing, and you look forward to it. It's the first thing you think of every morning. And I think the PA didn't properly represent the players, because they should have put it to a vote. They bargained for this. It was a major chip at that the owners gave them after they went to the mat for it in the collective bargaining agreement, and they gave it up without a full union vote. And if I were one of those once-in-a-lifetime guys like Marchand probably is, because 4 years from now, he's, unless something remarkable happens, he's going to be on the downside of his career. You know, it's a crushing blow.
All right, well, Jack, listen, man, we appreciate you taking the time. They got tonight's game. You have tonight's game?
No, it's an ESPN game. Good luck finding it. So,
yeah, we got the Celtics not covered by NBC.
Yeah, no,
we got the Bruins not covered by
nothing
Jack. What the hell's going on?
All right, well, enjoy the game, and we look forward to talking to you next week, pal.
All right, thanks, guys.